If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is CBS Sports Radio, and I am coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody who's hung out for the past three. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all over North America. If you miss a minute, you miss a second, you can always just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you want to holler at me, you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's crazy. We've wrapped another week so far in the NFL season. The Chicago Bears, they smashed New England in Foxborough. The final score, 33-14. It's been an eventful past couple of days. We've seen Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady fall. We've seen the Yankees fall. The Houston Astros beat them again to go back to the World Series. Bryce Harper playing out of his mind, helping the Phillies advance to the World Series for the first time since they lost to the Yankees in 2009. Aaron Judge goes into free agency. Russell Westbrook, he's a complete disaster. What else is new? And then the New York Jets and Giants, they continue to just surprise the living hell out of a lot of people. And then tonight, I guess we had to end things on an interesting note, because Bill Belichick is just like, I got Mac Jones, I got Bailey Zappe, I'm going to play both of these guys. And he did. It helped them out for a little bit. And then they just got steamrolled. Chicago rushed for 200. Let me get this correct. Not 234 yards. I don't want to shortchange them. Chicago rushed for 243 yards on the ground against New England. There were also three interceptions, a couple of these passes. These INTs were tipped. And then Fields, man, he had a field day as well. 82 yards on the ground. He was able to throw and also run for a touchdown and to pretty much end the game. After a glimmer of hope by New England with Bailey Zappe after Mac Jones threw an interception, Chicago ran off 23 unanswered points. And so there you have it. And so in its simplest form, Bill Belichick was asked after the game, you know, hey, who the hell is your quarterback? Is it Bailey Zappe or is it Mac Jones? Listen to this short, curt answer.
Bill, who is the starting quarterback?
Yeah, we just finished the game.
Oh, thanks. That helps. Well, what about the quarterbacks? Mac Jones, coming back after that high ankle sprain throughout the course of the week, he says Coach Belichick told him, you know, you can expect to play and maybe not play the whole game. Listen.
We had a good plan, as always, just to, you know, go throughout the week and figure out what we want to do for the game. And Coach Belichick was very good about communication and felt like I was good to play. And we had a good plan there and just obviously didn't play well enough there.
Okay, so what exactly did he communicate? Now, Belichick, he spoke to the media afterwards and he didn't just say, I don't know who the quarterback is. Belichick said, I plan to use both of the quarterbacks the whole damn time.
So when Mac came out of the game, Bill, was that a medical decision, the timing of the pulling him? So was that related to the interception that was his last play tonight?
No, we had planned to play. I told the quarterbacks that we were gonna play both of them.
Okay. Bill Belichick said if it wasn't a runaway game, that Mac Jones would have been right back out there. Well, why? What are we playing both QBs for? What am I missing here? I'm not Bill Belichick. I don't have all of these wins. I don't have Super Bowl trophies and rings. I've never coached football in my damn life. I've watched enough. I don't have to be, well, I am an armchair quarterback. What scenario or situation have you ever seen where you're just going to run out two QBs? When has that happened? I mean, one of the reporters, he took it a step further. He asked Bill Belichick if he was going to alternate over like the next couple of weeks. And this was Belichick's answer for that one. It was weird.
He would have gone back in. The score got out of hand. So I didn't think that was the right thing to do.
Bill, just going forward, as you have the Jets coming up next, do you see a situation where you might go one quarterback one week and one the next and have kind of a platoon situation? Or are you going to start one quarterback each week?
Yeah. No, I don't see that.
Bill Belichick hasn't had to worry about a damn thing with this crap, has he? Bailey Zappi spoke to the media as well. And this is the fun thing now, right? Bill Belichick speaks, you're going to get something hilarious. Mac Jones speaks, and he's gonna pat Bill Belichick on the back. He's like, yeah, I love my coach. Yeah, he communicated great. Bailey Zappi spoke after the game as well. You know what he said? I didn't know what the hell I was doing out there. I don't know what coach was doing. Listen.
Nothing to my knowledge. Of course, that's something that, you know, that's for Coach Belichick, but, you know, my job was to go in there and, you know, get the ball to my playmakers, and, you know, I need to do a better job at that.
Yeah, he didn't know whether or not he'd go in the game or come back out. Ultimately, Bailey Zappi says, I need to be better.
Got to get better. Can't fall off like, you know, like I did. I got to make some throws. I'm going to make better decisions on certain things, and, you know, it's a good thing about having another week, get back at it tomorrow, watch film tomorrow, get ready for next week.
This is becoming very curious here. Like, Shep, you can't make this up. Like, is this a misstep by Belichick, or am I missing something here?
At the very minimal, obvious, pragmatic perspective, these three guys are not close to being on the same page in terms of who's the starter and then who's the backup, in layman terms.
Well, yes. Mac Jones is the starter. I think Belichick will go with Mac Jones in the next game against the Jets. I think you go with him because he's got the reps. Now, at the same time, this is Belichick. And if he feels comfortable with Zappi and he thinks he's the guy and the team believes he's the guy, then he'll go ahead and give him a start. It also is tricky because I don't want to call – well, I will. Mac Jones is basically the teacher's pet, right? He is. This man is basically hand-delivered from Alabama, from Saban. He's dropped from a stork up into New England, and he's supposed to be the guy. We know Mac Jones has been serviceable as a quarterback. He was the best rookie quarterback in the NFL last year. Now, what are you expecting from him? To take another step forward. Now, have we seen enough of him this year to go ahead and say, oh, he's taking a full step forward or back? I'm not prepared to say that. But I do know Bailey Zappi came into the game, and the fans in New England were shouting for this man. And so this is the next chapter in Tom Brady is not here. Where the hell does 70-year-old Bill Belichick go from here in trying to decide, okay, who is our next QB moving forward? You know, is Mac Jones just a glorified quarterback babysitter, or is he someone who's going to go out there and make plays that can actually win you the game? And after the game, when you have Bailey Zappi saying, yeah, man, I don't know if I was coming in or out, and then you have Mac Jones who's saying, oh, well, Coach Belichick, he communicated it perfectly, and then you got Bill Belichick saying, man, I'm not doing this or that. It's confusing. New England can officially be welcomed back into the world of, y'all are just like everybody else. You're an average NFL team. You mean from the minute that Tom Brady stepped away and we had to watch Cam Newton play football in the pandemic, That was one of the worst offensive showings I've ever seen in my life. Now, you got Mac Jones. You tell Cam Newton to take a hike. Cam Newton is now, he's not playing football right now. Probably done. Career probably over. And now you got Bailey Zappe. You can't be good forever now, can you? Nobody can. And so Bill Belichick, I find this to be amusing. I want to see him bench Mac Jones. He says it wasn't because of performance. I want to see him play Bailey Zappe. And I want to see New England get yo-yoed around. Why not? They've had so much damn success over the past 20 years. Welcome back to reality, where half the damn teams in the NFL are looking for their quarterback. Couldn't have Tom Brady forever. Welcome back. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jesse calling from Maryland. What's up, Jesse?
What's going on, man? What's happening? I was just saying, I understand, if you want to go, maybe do two different quarterbacks or something like that, but from the reports coming in from earlier in the week or whatnot, it didn't sound like Mac Jones didn't even have a full week, full practice any day during the week. Why wouldn't you just lead with the hot hand? And then if he wasn't doing so hot, then you go to Mac Jones. I don't get it. I'm not sure.
I'm not either. And I don't think we'll find out what that answer is from Bill Belichick. He said that he planned to run him out there and use both QBs. Why? Why? If Mac Jones started off like a house on fire, would you bench him? The answer is no. But Bill Belichick is going to tell everybody, which he has, Mac Jones was not benched due to performance. Okay. It's rather curious. Bailey Zappe after the game, he also said, me? I got ready to play this game as if I was going to start.
I prepared like I was, like I have every other week. And if that decision was made for me to go in, then I was going to go out there and, do the best for my team. More of the situation wasn't right. There's some things that, I need to do better at, better decision making. Some of those, maybe I can scramble, get some yards, or maybe I can dump it down to check down and, just take the profit. But, that's a good thing. Watch film tomorrow and get better.
Okay. So, this is what football is, right? Bailey Zappe is running around like he wants to take the job for Mac Jones. And it very well might be there for the taking. What's Bill Belichick going to do, sit on his hands? He's 70 years old. I think this man wants to prove that he can go out there and win another championship just like anybody else would want to win a ring, except for he's decorated. This man is trying to win and win some more. And what a gigantic feather in his cap it would be if he were able to win one without Brady. Is he close to that being a reality right now? Hell no. And meanwhile, on the other side, Tom Brady, he's won his ring without Belichick. But it's looking real bad for him, at least right now, in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we just finished the game.
Yeah, he don't have no answers for nobody. 855-212-4CBS. Will is calling from West Virginia. What's up, Will?
Hey, JR. So, Thursday night game, Baltimore, Tampa Bay. If Lamar Jackson and Baltimore go down to Florida and they win this football game, do you start to question, is this the end of the great era?
The great era of who? What, Tom Brady, the Buccaneers, or what specifically?
The great era of Tom Brady. Well, the great era of both. The era of Tom Brady, but the Buccaneers as a team would be three losses in a row. I don't think he's lost three games in a row for 20 years or something.
Well, I think, this is something that we already know. And thank you, Will, for calling from West Virginia. We just saw Tom Brady retire. The man retired earlier this year, and he came back 5 weeks after that. And so we know he's close to the end. Can he still play? The answer is yes, he can still play. The man's touchdown to INT ratio right now is ridiculous. 8 touchdowns to 1 INTs. He's 6th in passing right now. A lot of that is because they're playing from behind. I don't think they want to throw the ball that damn much. Mike Evans is dropping 64-yard touchdowns right out of the gate. And so can Tom Brady still play? The answer is yes. Is he close to the end? Yeah. Is he going to leave in the middle of the season? No. He said that last week. He ain't going anywhere. And who knows if this is the end? I think we can all stop speculating. When he's done, he's done. But could this year end like a quote-unquote crap show? Oh, yeah, it could. And if it does, man, there's going to be a lot of people, including myself, saying, man, you should have just stayed your ass at home. You think Tom Brady wants to go out like a loser? You think he wants to go out like trash? You think Tom Brady wants to exit the NFL with his head down low, hanging low? No. That's why he came back. The man is behind this offensive line. Look, I said this earlier in the show. I'm not going to close the door on Tom Brady. I'm not. Never will. We have to see how this goes. I think at worst, the Buccaneers, at worst, will still get into the playoffs. If they don't win the NFC South, I know Carolina beat them. I know the Saints. Oh, man, I saw the Saints in person last week. They ain't looking too hot. And then I know the Falcons. I'm not expecting Marcus Mariota to be a miracle worker the rest of the season. The Bucs should still win the NFC South. They should still go to the playoffs. And then if Tom Brady gets punched out of the playoffs, then I hope he goes home. But, yeah, the clock is ticking. The clock has been ticking. And I'm not all that optimistic, but I'm not going to close the door on him. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the Falcons, Coleman, he's calling from in the truck. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, because Marcus got something to prove. Now, Matt Ryan went to the Colts. It's cool. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to do, like, nasty things, but, like, it's what? Early. And I think that they could beat the Bucs in the NFC South, but I don't know. They could make the playoffs and – who knows? I'm glad that we got a mobile quarterback. I like that. You know, he can move around now. And, you know, I say he's getting a little bit better. He just got to stay consistent. And I was talking about Marcus. So yeah. I've been listening to you the whole time, and I thought the other callers were – I was laughing because I just thought it was funny. But anyways, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get this drive because I'm driving to Oregon because I wanted to mention I'm a wildland firefighter, and I wasn't doing nothing in Georgia, so I came out there to fight fires in the West.
Okay. Well, listen, man, you be safe, and thank you for keeping us safe. Okay, Coleman?
I got you. No big deal. All right.
Thank you. Oh, you said no big deal. Hey, Shep, that's a big deal to me.
I don't know if it gets bigger than that, to be honest with you.
If he, I don't know. He may have to. Well, he's going out to Oregon. Listen, I'm not. Listen, I've never experienced a fire. I don't even know where to start. Like, people going away from the fire. People are running towards it. Shout outs to everybody listening to me all over North America who just saves people's asses from fires. That's different. He's like, I'm going to Oregon to save people. Well, God bless you, man. Be safe and be well. Is that something that you'd ever consider, Shep?
That's a very philosophical, deep question, man. Jared, I have to have a very drawn out conversation with you about that question.
Firefighter. Okay. I know not me, man. I can't. They tough.
Well, the closest was, I was 14.
Right.
We're talking about 9/11. I mean, when you see something like that happen and it rocks the nation the way it did and the fashion in which it did, and 3,000 innocent lives are lost, you are very much incentivized to want to do that activity for sure, for damn sure. If not, yeah, because, you know, you can't go overseas. You're not old enough either.
Yeah, that was a wild experience. I went to school right down the block, man, and so to know that there were people going in that direction, and there were others like myself trying to get away from it. And shout outs to all the firefighters out there listening. We know that you guys you hold it down and get ready to hold it down if the worst things actually happen. All our first responders. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to come back, take a look at more of the action now that this NFL week has wrapped up. We do know Thursday Night Football, we should have a good one. The Buccaneers, the Ravens. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing, man? I listen to you every night on the way home from work. I appreciate what you're doing, man. You're a bad man, Majama.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thanks. I ain't nothing but a guy out here just talking. I sit down and watch the game just like you, and then after I just talk. So I'm chilling. Week 7 of the NFL season is over. You maybe heard, maybe you watched, the Bears beat New England tonight 33-14. Me, I'm already looking forward. I'm looking forward to week 8. You know, the biggest storyline, or it's not the biggest, it's not just what Bill Belichick decides to do at the quarterback position. New England, they're going to take on the New York Jets on Sunday. Two NFC, or excuse me, AFC East rivals. The New York Jets showing a whole lot more life than they have in previous years. And maybe the Jets have their quarterback in New England. They're trying to figure out who theirs is. Meanwhile, to start things off for week 8 of the NFL season. It's crazy. How the hell is it week 8? Shep, make the calendar slow down, man. I thought you were good at stuff.
I'm not good at anything. I can't control the hand of time, but what I can say is we need the season to speed up, if anything else, JR.
Why?
The quality of play, or should I say lack thereof? Let's be real.
It's too sloppy.
Very, very sloppy. Very, extremely sloppy.
Well, you heard what Tom Brady said a couple of weeks ago. He's just like, well, we got a bunch of athletic players, but we lack skill.
Don't you love when players are honest about their own performance?
Say again?
Don't you love when players are honest about their own performance?
Well, Tom Brady's not going to come out and say, hey, I'm still good. My teammates suck. He could.
Should have been talking about himself, because it's not exactly true that his velocity has really stayed the course of time.
Well, he could have killed Mike Evans yesterday after the drop.
That's his number one target.
Yeah, he could have killed that guy.
Gronk ain't coming back anytime soon, as far as I'm concerned. So.
You know what's funny? Between LeBron James and Tom Brady, both of these guys are suffering. At least Tom Brady has like a glimmer of hope with this season. Oh, he has some hope. Okay, it's still early. The Los Angeles Lakers, they have no hope until they make a move. And even if they do make a move, it ain't no guarantee it's going to put them into title contention. And LeBron James, I think Sunday against Portland, that loss where Russell Westbrook took that dumbass jumper. LeBron had like 31 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists. It's like, dude is getting ready to turn 38 years old. And I don't know what he's drinking. I don't know what he's doing. It's amazing. And then you got Tom Brady out here. I know he probably wants to choke his teammates out. Tom Brady. After that loss to Carolina, where they didn't score anything, I'm talking 21-3. Carolina, who just fired its coach, it's got rid of its star running back slash wide receiver, got rid of another disgruntled wide receiver. Like Tom Brady, they lost. They couldn't do a damn thing. And after that game, obviously Tom Brady spoke, and he says, nobody feels good right now. Nobody.
No one feels good about where we're at. No one feels good about how we played or what we're doing. So we're all in it together, man. We got to go pull ourselves out of it.
Well, that's positive. Thank you, Tom Brady. Mr. Positivity. Meanwhile, you got LeBron James here. And last week after game one, he's like, man, we ain't got no shooters, but we can win in other ways. And then it took game three for another Russell Westbrook dud for LeBron James to go, hey, you reporter, you trying to set me up? Like, what are you doing here? This is LeBron after his own loss against Portland. Listen.
I feel like this is an interview of trying to set me up to say something. I can tell that you guys are in the whole Russell Westbrook category right now. I don't like to lose. I hate to lose at any – I don't care what happens throughout the course of my season or throughout the course of my career. I hate to lose, and, you know, especially, you know, the way we had this game. But I give credit to Portland. You guys can write about Russ and all the things you guys want to try to talk about Russ, but I'm not up here to do that. I won't do it. I've said it over and over. That is not my – it's not who I am.
Man, you don't have – everybody got eyes. Russell Westbrook took that dumbass shot, and LeBron James put his hands up like, what the hell are we doing here? Anthony Davis put his hand – like, what are we doing? Patrick Beverley, who, by the way, has also sucked since they brought him on, he was under the basket, and he's going, what type of shot was that? The hell you taking a jump shot? We got the lead. We got time on the clock, and you just pulling up?
JR, you remember that slump Ray Allen went in during the 2008 NBA Finals when they won that championship last time?
Yes.
Celtics has done that?
Yes.
Okay, now, it happens. Shooters, even the all-time greats in this game, will go through their share of slumping. It is par for the course. Now,
he ain't never been a shooter.
Right, exactly. Now, the biggest issue with all this, JR, is that Russell Westbrook is consistently laughing and having a grand old time about this, trying to trick the media and the fan base as to say there's nothing wrong with his game. He's doing just fine. I saw you tweet this out Friday, I believe, when you said, is Russell Westbrook now auditioning to be a comedian? Like, that in itself should be why Russell Westbrook does not see one more second of court time this year. Forget the play. It happens. People go one, you know, he went 0 for 11, and then he went 4 for 15 the next game. It happens. But to sit there or stand in his case and laugh this off, that's despicable to me.
Yeah, I think it's less, it's more so embarrassment. He doesn't know how to handle it. A matter of fact, Magic Johnson, he just spoke with Shannon Sharp on his Club Shay Shay podcast, which always sounds weird for me to say. He basically said that Russell Westbrook needs to be honest and take accountability. Listen.
If Russell Westbrook was sitting down right here, what advice would you give him?
First, take accountability.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
If I don't play well, say I don't play well.
All right.
You know, you. When I didn't perform well in 84 against the Celtics,
right.
I admitted that. I took accountability.
Right.
Said, hey, I didn't perform well. I was the reason why the Lakers lost
okay.
that series. And I had to say to myself, I got to get better.
Right.
So what did I do? I went out and that whole summer. I trained hard and got better. And then we played them again in 85.
This
next season.
Right.
Man, I was on fire. We won. No, you didn't hear that no more.
Now, to his credit, and it's not more often than not, there's been times where Russell Westbrook has been honest about how he needs to play better. Now, that's not his typical MO. He's typically combative with the media, and then we see the results. And this is, we talked about this on Friday, it's not going to end well for him. And it's only a matter of time. LeBron James, he can be passive aggressive. Okay, on Sunday, he's just like, oh, I'm not turning this into a Westbrook thing. They didn't even ask about Westbrook. You brought it up. And so here you have LeBron James. Yeah, he's going through it in Los Angeles. You got Tom Brady. He's going through it in Tampa Bay. And fortunately for Tom Brady, it looks like he got more light in his tunnel than LeBron does right now. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do think you're one of the best people in radio right now, hands down. I've heard everybody. You got the gift, and I appreciate, you know, your intelligence and your honesty.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just still trying to understand how we're pulling up into week 8 of the NFL season. I don't know. I'm not into fantasy too much. I hope you're doing good in your season. I hope you could potentially win some money. I don't know. I just know on Thursday, I'm looking forward to this one. Nationally televised game Thursday night football. Well, I guess not nationally televised. Hey, Shep, are people adjusted to Amazon Prime yet? Probably not, right?
The answer is no.
Yeah, not a, yeah, answer is no. Well, anyway, Lamar Jackson will be running around and Tom Brady might be running for his life. And I'm looking forward to the game. We got a bunch of callers here on the line before I have to run out or run through or roll out. Amy Lawrence is going to come through at the top of the hour. And so I want to get on as many people as possible. So let's not waste any time. We got Scott. He's calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
Hey. Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, I'm going to kind of do a trivia thing real quick. I hope you don't mind. There's something that the team I'm about to ask you some questions about and the Buffalo Bills and the Jacksonville Jaguars have in common, and it's about ownership. And so once you guess the team I'm going to talk about, if you could make that to your listeners and see if they can figure out what I'm talking about. It's ownership that the Buffalo Bills, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the team I'm about to talk to. My team is the reason I call in is we are 3-0 in our division.
Okay.
We have a quarterback that's always considered less than adequate. When you ever guess this name of my team, to just chime in and we can talk about it. My team is healthy.
Scott.
We had a bye.
It's in the interest of time, I told you I got a lot of callers here. What's the team and what's on your mind about them?
I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, and we're it just seems like every sports show I listen to, they gloss over it. We didn't play anybody. We're a small market. You know, we're going to lose in the playoff first, and it just kind of bothers me.
Okay,
I think we have a dynamic team.
So let me help you out here. The team is coming off of a bye, so obviously they did not play. Kirk Cousins, I haven't seen Kirk Cousins lead anybody to anywhere really since he's been a starter, and so I think there's some legitimate reasons when you look at the Vikings. It's called wait and see. Sure, they're 5-1 right now, which is great. You want to call them dynamic? What, Kirk Cousins throwing the ball to Jefferson? I look at the Vikings and I go, oh, man, every single year they hit us with the, well, are we going to be slightly above 500 or slightly below? Let us see. Like, I don't make anything of the Minnesota Vikings until they actually do it. Like, we've seen the story over and over and over again. And sure, yes, they have a new head coach and Kevin O'Connell and a new system and Zimmer is gone. But when the going gets tough, is Kirk Cousins going to actually go out onto the ledge and take over? Or is he going to be, oh, let me try to be careful here. Nothing to scream about. Eric is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, I'm a firefighter in Everett, Washington. It's about a half hour north of Seattle. And anyway, I just want to say thanks for the words you said earlier about first responders.
Nah, no doubt, man. I sit down and talk about sports. Like, you are out there doing real stuff, man. Like, the going gets tough. I'm sitting my ass in the studio. The going gets tough. You're going to save people's lives, man. So I don't take that for granted, man. Thank you so much, Eric. It's no problem.
Hey, man, I really appreciate it. And it occurred to me, this is a sports talk show, and there is a firefighter sport that you might find interesting. It's called the Firefighter Combat Challenge, and it's an obstacle course that we do in full gear and on SCBA. And It's a national and worldwide circuit now. We just had our world championships, and if you look it up on YouTube, you'll see the world championship race. But anyway, we're just trying to get the word out about the sport because there was an NFL receiver that did it probably 25 years ago and in its early days, and he said, and he went real fast when he was done, he said, that's the toughest 2 minutes in sports. And so anyway, if you're interested, maybe check it out.
Well, tell us, what's the name of it again so people can Google it?
It's called the Firefighter Combat Challenge.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I've seen clips of this. Is this like y'all going up ladders and moving the buckets and moving ridiculously quick? Is this the same?
This is not the same. Those guys are incredible. This is more of a, it's more of a strength and power competition. It's
okay.
Really a sport, more than skill, but it's you climb a 5-story tower with a 42-pound hose pack. You hoist a 42-pound roller hose to the top of the tower, run back down the tower. The next part's a forcible entry simulator. So you drive a steel beam that weighs 160 pounds, 5 feet with a sledgehammer. You run about 100 feet. You drag a charged hose 75 feet the other way, flow water to target, and then you pick up a 175-pound rescue dummy and drag him 100 feet backwards to the finish line.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout outs to the firefighters. Hey, Eric, thank you so much, man. You feel free to call up anytime, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much, DR. I really appreciate it.
No doubt. Be well and be cool. Be safe. And shout outs to all the first responders. Can't say it out enough. Jason is calling from Cleveland. What's up, Jason?
Thanks, JR. Real quick, you were talking about LeBron, and I'm in Cleveland. Cavs are looking decent. And I was wondering, the look on LeBron's face lately, do you see him coming back home? they need a power forward. Can you imagine him plugged in with what they have right now? I mean, I know he signed the contract and whatnot,
right.
But, man, he wouldn't have to carry anything. He could just be a fill-in. And, I mean, that would be like butter.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the contract. The man signed a 2-year extension for about $100 million. If I'm Cleveland at this point in time, I don't even know if I want LeBron back. And like for what? Like what do you how do you bring him in? They got a young squad. They have giant guys at the 4 and the 5 if you even want to still go by a traditional positions. You have young guards, and shout outs to Garland. I hope his eye is better. Hey, Shep, the man has a cut and a split under his eyelid?
Sounds about right. But, you know, JR, I'll say this. As much as Cavaliers fans and, you know, those natives of Ohio want to deny LeBron James coming back, they didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Sure.
They talk about, they have this great future, and they have Garland, and obviously Sexton, who's not there anymore, but Allen and Mobley. We get all that. But LeBron James is Cleveland sports, and he has been for the last 2 decades.
Yeah, but the Cavs, that there's no denying that. And I think fans in Cleveland are forever grateful for him coming back and helping to deliver a championship. If I'm a Cavs fan, yeah, it'd be great just as a from a talent perspective and to hit the fast forward button to have LeBron James back. But do you want everything else that comes with it? Do you want the one hitter quitter? Do you want him to come in and say, this is what it is, and then leave? Or do you want to potentially have some sustainability? I think that's what they've built. At the same time, realistically, I don't know if he wants to just go back. Does he get that storybook ending? Maybe, possibly. Oh, he goes home and plays one more year with his sons. And I don't know. But I think that is so far from realistic right now. Enjoy what you got. And if you're in Los Angeles, just hopefully wait for the shoe to drop where, you know, maybe they can bring in some other talent. Ezra calling from Atlanta. What's up, Ezra?
Hey, yo, what's up, JR, man? Man, misery loves company. And I say that from a Steeler Nation perspective.
Okay.
The fact that Aaron Rodgers, who beat us in 2010, is struggling. The fact that we beat Brady last week, and the fact that Bill Belichick is struggling just like the Steelers are, I try to find a silver lining in things that go wrong.
Okay.
And I think Steeler Nation should at least look at it from like, hey, man, you know what? Things ain't that bad because Mike Tomlin didn't shuffle his quarterback during that Miami game. He just stuck with Kenny. And, you know, and even some of the blogs out there in Steeler Nation was asking, why didn't he put Mitch Trubisky in? But I know Mike T. Mike T is just going to ride out with Kenny Pickett. The fact that Bill Belichick got flustered and fumbled the ball on the sideline and went back-to-back quarterback controversy, he created the quarterback controversy. He should have just stuck with his draft pick and Mac Jones like Mike Tomlin stuck with Kenny Pickett.
Okay. All right, Ezra. We gonna bury Belichick for his decisions now? It is questionable. He is setting himself up for lots of criticism, but does Belichick care? Does he? I know there are going to be a lot of folks up in New England. There are going to be a lot of folks up in Boston that just go, what are we doing? We going with Zappy? We going with Jones? Bill Belichick says it was the plan from the beginning to play both of them. Well, is it because of Mac's injury? Did he bench him because of the INT? Bill Belichick says no. Bill Belichick is like, the Riddler from Batman. I think it's from, Riddler's from Batman. He's like the Riddler. You don't know what the hell this man is going to say. You ask him a question, you're not going to get a clear or concise answer. Hey, welcome to New England. Welcome to New England. This is like the second chapter of We Don't Have Tom Brady. You went through Cam Newton, or maybe the third. You went through Cam Newton, disaster. You bring on Mac Jones, rookie year. And now you're bringing out Bailey Zappi, who most of America never heard of, about 3 weeks ago. Bill Belichick trying to figure this out just like everybody else, except that he has more experience. And good luck. They're going to need a whole lot of it. New England ain't doing a damn thing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I will be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. You missed a minute. The free Odyssey app. Don't move here, though. Live. Why? Amy Lawrence. She's coming up next. Be well, be safe, be smooth.
If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.